Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet. This Mishnah will discuss a person who accepts a contract to either provide an area for the building of a house or to provide the actual building of the house. So the Mishnah says, Hamocher makom l'chaveiro livnos l'bayis. A person who sells to his friend an area for him to build a house on that spot. V'chein ha-mekabel m'chaveiro livnos lo. Or if a person accepts upon himself to actually do the building of a house, either base chasnos livno or base almanos levito, if it's a house that's used for his son who's getting married, it's I guess what you would call a mother-in-law apartment, a small place for a newlywed, uvase almanos levito, or if it's a daughter who's a widow and wants to live with them, so it's a small area. That's bona arba amos al shesh. That's to be built 4 amos by 6 amos. Very small area. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. Rabbi Shmuel. Omer Rabbi Shmuel reacts to this and says, "Refes bakar hizo." That's just a cattle sty. That's just a barn, a small barn. That's not for a place for a human being to live. Harotz elasas refes bakar. And somebody wants to build actually or accepts to build a barn or a place for a barn, bona arba amos al sheish. She builds it actually 4 amos by 6. The Mishnah continues and says, bayis katan, a small house, the norm is sheish al shmona, 6 amos by 8 amos. Gadol, a large house, he accepts to build a large house, shmona al eser, it's a size of 8 by 10. Traklin, if it's a large hall, eser al eser, 10 by 10. Now, how high is the norm? So the norm is rumo. The height is kachatzi arko v'kachatzi rachbo. If you combine 50% of the length of the house and 50% of the width of the house, that is the height of the house. For example, if you would have a small house, which is 6 by 8, so half of 6 is 3 and half of 8 is 4. 3 and 4 together is 7. So in that case, it would be a 7-foot high is how high the building would be. Rael the Dover, a proof to this is Heichal. The Heichal in the Beis HaMikdash, the sanctuary of the Beis HaMikdash, built by Shlomo HaMelech, King Solomon, that was 40 amos in length and a width of 20 amos, and its height was 30. Again, that's half of 40 is 20, and half of 10, 20 is 10, so that would make it be 30. From Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, from Shimon ben Gamliel says, HaKol kebinyan HaHeichal. Everything is like the binyan of the Heichal. Now that statement is interpreted by two different ways in the Gemara. One is that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel is saying that as a actual factual statement, that everything is built like the Heichal, and he is therefore being brought here as to tell us that the opinion that we just cited before that brought a proof from the Heichal is Reb Shimon ben Gamliel. The other opinion in the Gemara says, in the Gemara it says that Reb Shimon ben Gamliel was actually arguing, and this is actually supposed to be a question. Hakol kebinyan haHeichal? Is everything supposed to be like the Heichal? The Heichal is exceptional. We can't bring any proof from the Heichal, and therefore we build it based on the Minhag HaMedina, whatever is the custom in that place.